Bodies. Like naked bodies.
Oh!
My cheeks heat as I realise what he means.
Yes. They're actually just behind me, here.
I point to the high shelves in the back corner, and he heads in that direction, without looking up. I hope he doesn't crash into any of the display tables.
I think there's a book about anatomy,
Henry whispers, mimicking me.
Shut up!
I glance over at the customer, who has taken down one of the huge, glossy art books and is flicking through it on a nearby table, his body curled over it like a comma.
Not quite as bad as the time that woman asked you for the clitoris book, Henry says, but a good level 3 blush.
I'm 25 years old. I really shouldn't still blush when someone says clitoris. And the ridiculous thing is that Henry blushes every time he repeats the clitoris story, and yet he does it anyway to tease me. And he's 26.
You're the one who heard Simply Jesus as Simply Cheeses, I say.
I mimic him.
Is that by Nigella Lawson?
Henry snorts.
That guy was so offended.
Not as offended as the pregnancy perv. But that was because Henry had chased him out of the shop, and he hadn't even properly fastened his trousers back up. A few minutes later, today's probable perv passes us as he leaves, head still down, the bell on the door jingling behind him. But he seems to have remained clothed, at least.
I'd better go and check he's left that book as he found it,
Henry says.
Ugh. I'll make us a tea then.
The kitchen isn't a kitchen at all. It's basically a cupboard at the back of the shop. So I carry on talking to Henry as I put the kettle on.
You were in my dream last night,
I tell him, as I take my life is a romantic comedy minus the romance and just me laughing at my own jokes mug out of the cupboard.
Stop, B, Henry says. I'm blushing.
Not like that,
I tell him, dropping a tea bag into the mug. We were on the tube, but you were driving it, and I was up there with you talking to you, but you kept saying I was distracting you, so I said I'd drive, and I did, but it wasn't a tube anymore, and then it was a bus, but the windows were all steamed up, and I couldn't see where we were going.
I think that means you feel like you have a lack of control in our relationship, I hear Henry say.
Seriously?
I poke my head out of the cupboard. I mean, that could actually make sense, but...
Henry laughs. No, I think it means you ate the last of the good cheese when you were watching Master of None last night.
I did do that. He's right. I roll my eyes.
Very helpful, thank you.
I have always wanted to drive a tube, though.
I know, I say. That's why we always sit at the front on the DLR.
We should do that this weekend. It's been ages.
He heads back behind the desk so I can see him from the kitchen.
You didn't have your usual dream then?
Henry asks.
I thought you had that every night.
He means my recurring dream, about a man in the park. Everyone knows about it. Everyone takes the piss out of me about it.
Not last night, no,
I say, even though I did.
And I don't have it every night, just most nights.
Once the kettle's boiled, I open the fridge and find that we're out of milk. Again. Even though there's a big sheet of paper with use the last of the milk, buy more, written on it. I wrote it and put it there. No one takes any notice.
I don't understand it. If you use the last of the milk, and you know you have, because you've managed to wash out the plastic bottle and put it in the recycling box, why would you not go and get more? I could understand it, maybe, if the shop was far away, although that would still be selfish, ovs, but it's practically next door.
Next door but one, in fact, so it literally takes 2 minutes to get there and back.
For fuck's sake.
I mutter. We should just...